Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 16 year C. Our readings today, Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 4 to 10, Psalm 71, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 18 to 29, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of Your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all Your people of every age and in every place. Lord, we come as Your family, for You are our Heavenly Father, and Christ is our brother, our Savior, and Lord. Amen. Lord, we have come to praise You for Your faithfulness to Your people, down the centuries and across the world. We have come to remember all You have done for us, changing our lives, renewing our relationship with You, and by Your grace, making us Your people. We have come to give You thanks, to sing Your praises, and to acknowledge that You are the Lord. We pray for those who have gathered for worship. May Your name be honored and lifted high, here and everywhere. Amen. And we have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, number 12, All Over the World. we pray the collect for proper 16, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Responding to God's Call. Responding to God's Call. There is a children's prayer that affirms that God has no hands but our hands, no feet but our feet, no heart to show love in the world but ours. Thus, we are reminded that God needs us to do God's will and God's work in the world. God acts, God calls, and we are invited to respond. In our Old Testament lesson today, from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 4 to 10, God calls Jeremiah to be a prophet to God's people. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you, I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. God identifies Jeremiah and reveals that this was the purpose for which he was nurtured in his mother's womb. This was the purpose for which he was consecrated. This was the purpose for which he was born. Jeremiah was to be a prophet, not only to the children of Israel, the covenant people, but he was to be a prophet to the nations. He was to prophesy wherever he was sent by God. Jeremiah's response is very similar to that of Moses when he was called by God to lead the people of God out of slavery in Egypt. Moses questioned God's choice. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past or even now that you have spoken to your servant. But I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. Exodus chapter 3 verse 11 and chapter 4 verse 10. Jeremiah considers himself unqualified, as if to suggest that God called the wrong person. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6. Jeremiah responds to God by stating the obvious. God, who gave him the gift of life, will know that he was only a boy. It was a boy that God needed, for his prophetic ministry was to last 40 years. It began around 627 BC and spanned the reign of Judah's last four pre-exilic kings, Josiah, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah. The Lord responds to Jeremiah's objections. But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Verses 7 and 8. God reminds Jeremiah of an important ingredient of our response to God. That is obedience. When God calls, we are to obey, for God has a plan and purpose for our lives. God needs us to carry out God's plan for God's people. Each of us, therefore, has a special task which only we can fulfill. Therefore, if we do not respond to God's call with obedience, some very important task which God requires will not be done by us. We will lose the honor and privilege of being instruments of God's peace and love in the world. As we respond to God's call with obedience, we are assured of an important truth. God will go with us. God never sends us out on our task alone. God has a vested interest in our success. God goes with us in the Holy Spirit to empower us, enable, and sustain us as we respond to God's call to serve. In order to assure Jeremiah of God's presence and God's task, God acts. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth." Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. God assures Jeremiah that as a prophet of God, the words he will speak will not be his, but the words of God and the words from God. Words that God will place on his heart and on his lips. God goes further and leaves Jeremiah no doubt about the effects, good and bad, of his prophetic ministry. "See, today I anoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10. God leaves nothing to chance. God gives Jeremiah a description of the scope and effect of his ministry. It will result in nations and kingdoms being plucked up, pulled down, destroyed, and overthrown, as well as planted and built up. Jeremiah's response to God's call will have far-reaching effects on the people of God and their neighbors. Jeremiah proclaimed God's judgment upon Judah, especially its leadership, for their generations of idolatry and injustice. Judah's judgment will take the form of the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple, and its citizens being taken into exile in Babylon. Jeremiah does not only point to destruction, but he points to rebuilding. He also brings a message of hope. He announces that after 70 years of exile, the people of God will be released from their captivity and will return to the promised land. After those days, Jerusalem will be rebuilt and God will make a new covenant with Israel and Judah. Jeremiah chapter 39, verses 31 to 40. God called Jeremiah to be a prophet of Israel. In spite of his initial hesitancy, Jeremiah responds and is subject to God's will and is used by God to bring God's words of condemnation and punishment to God's people. He also brings a message of hope and restoration, expressing God's desire to affirm Israel as the people of God. Jeremiah says, "I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." Jeremiah 31, verse 33. When God calls us at whatever age and at whatever time, we are reminded that God, in love and wisdom, has chosen us for a special task, a task for which we were consecrated in our mother's womb, a task for which we were born. It might not seem to be an important task by the world's standards, but in God's scheme of things, it is important to complete God's mission for the salvation of humankind. When God calls, we are to respond with obedience, with the assurance that our task is important to God and that God goes with us to ensure our success, not by the world's standards, but by God's standards. So we are reminded that God calls, God equips, and God accompanies. So when we hear God's call, we must, with assurance, with faith, respond, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Amen. Let us pray. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Holy God, you refuse to be bound by any constraints our limited vision would seek to impose. Transform the poverty of our faith by the riches of your grace. May your church be an instrument of blessing and release. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Holy God, we pray for all who take counsel for nations, for governments and councils, and for all whose decisions affect the lives of others. May justice and righteousness prosper. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Holy God, you refresh the face of the earth and your people. Pour out your Spirit on all in need of renewal and Sabbath rest. Restore us in your loving mercy. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Holy God, you know us from before our birth and hold us through all our days. Be with all whose spirits are weak and who seek to be set free from their ailments. Bring us to rejoice in the wonders of your healing touch. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Holy God, You judge the hearts of all with truth and mercy. Look with compassion on those who have died. May our prayers be always of you and our hope in your saving love. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 199. I am not ashamed to belong to Jesus. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God, the Father, bless us. May Christ take care of us. The Holy Spirit enlighten us all the days of our life. The Lord be our defender and keeper of body and soul, both now and forever, to the ages of ages. Amen. And we just want to wish you a very rewarding and productive Spirit-filled week. Remember that COVID-19 is still around, so we hope that you will continue to wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds. Make sure you wear your mask and it's covering your nose and mouth, especially if you find yourself in a crowded environment. And of course, strive to keep your distance. We pray that God will continue to call us and we will continue to respond with obedience. I, the Lord of sea and sky.